Zeg het paar per keer af, missen oude vleugels en hier niet mijn gula. Hoe bouw makkel me goed van. A pitcher which contained the ashes of the Paraduma, or water that was drawn to be mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma. And he left it uncovered. When he came back to get it, he found that it was covered. That water or the ashes is now possible cannot be used to sprinkle on tomato mason. And since he left it uncovered and now it's covered, obviously somebody came and covered it. And that person was most likely not tar for the chatas, and most people are not tar for the chatas. So since he wasn't tar for the chatas, he went and covered it. He was mitami the kli that contained the ashes or the water, and the ashes or water is possible. But if he left the pitcher covered, the pitcher that contained the ashes of the Paraduma or the water that was to be mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma was covered. And when he came back, he found it was uncovered. If it's possible that a weasel drank from it, and we've seen previously that a weasel that drinks from mechazes would pass the mechazes, as a weasel laps up the water and some of the spit in its mouth would have got mixed up with the mechazes and passed it. Or if it's possible that a snake drank from it according to Rabbi Gamliel, as we've seen previously, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, a snake that drinks from mechazes passes it. Since the snake, when it drinks, it spits back some of the water into the clit, and the spit that was in its mouth would get mixed in with the mechazes, and that was possible. And therefore, if it's not hung up in the air, so it's possible for a snake or a weasel to access from it and drink it, in such a case it would be possible. Or if it was left out at night and dew went down into it, in such a case it would be possible since the dew got mixed in with the mechazes. But otherwise it would be kosher. Even though in the first case, when you left it uncovered and found it covered, it's possible. The reason being that in that case, the only way it could have been covered is if a person came and covered it. And we have to assume that the person was probably not tar for the chatas, and therefore was mitami the kli. But in this place, that he left it covered and found it uncovered, it doesn't have to be a person that uncovered it. It could be a sheret that uncovered it. Maybe a rodent came and uncovered it. And a rodent would not be mitami the kli, as a live rodent is not mitami. And even if a person did uncover it, it is possible that the person was tar for chatas, even though it's unlikely. But there's a fake over here. It's a suffix whether a person was the one that uncovered it at all. Maybe a rodent uncovered it. And even if a person did come and uncover it, maybe he was taught for chatas. But since it's a fake fake up, the water would be taught. Ashes of the Paraduma, or the water mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma, would not be protected with a smitzil, with a tightly sealed cover. If it was in the aisle of a maze, underneath the same roof as a mix, and it was in a clay charis, as a genet, that's something that's inside a klicharis that's in an oil on mace. If the klicharis is tightly sealed, the contents inside the klicharis would be protected. But after the paraduma is not protected in its mitzvah and would become tummy from the mace, but water that was not yet mekudashim, so he drew water in order to mix it with the ash of the paraduma, but he didn't yet mix it with the ash of the paraduma, such water would be protected with its mitzvah. If it was in a klicharis and an oil on mace, and the klicharis had a tightly sealed cover, it would not become tummy. Second power packet off, Mishnah Beis. Chah suffix, tahar le truma, tahar le chatas. Any suffix that if it were developed by truma, the din would be that it's tar. If we have a suffix, a doubt as to whether truma is tar or tummy, there are certain stakers which the din would be that it's tar. If that suffix was developed by chatas, by water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, the din would be the same, and it would be tar. And just like if that particular suffix would develop by truma, the din would be that it's tar, so too if that suffix applies to the chatas, if we have a suffix, whether the may chatas, the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma is tar or tame, that particular suffix would be tar by chatas as well. Any suffix that was developed by truma, that the din of that particular suffix would be that it's talur, meaning to say that we wouldn't burn the truma, but you wouldn't be allowed to eat it either. If that suffix was developed by the may chatas, we would spill the may chatas out. As truma, since it has kedusha, if we have a suffix, whether it's tar or tummy, even though the din of that particular suffix is that you can't eat it, you can't burn it either, as you're not allowed to burn truma unless you know for sure that it's tummy. So therefore, it's totally, it would be left without burning it and without eating. If that particular suffix would develop by mei chatas, then the din would be that the chatas would be spilled out. And the din would be the same as truma, just like by truma. But that particular suffix would not allow you to eat the truma, so too, if that suffix developed by chatas, you would not be allowed to use that chatas to sprinkle on tomato basin. But you wouldn't have to be tully, you wouldn't have to leave it around, you could spill it out. As a chatas that had become possible to be used for sprinkling on tomato basin, no longer has any kedusha at all, so therefore you'd be allowed to spill it out, as opposed to truma, that if there's a supper whether the truma is tummy or not, you would not be allowed to burn it. And ma'asu ha'gabav tahirud. Tuluyas. What would happen if such a suffix were developed by the main chata? A particular suffix, which it then would be, that by truma it's tuluy, we would leave it without burning it and without eating it. And that we said that the din is that particular suffix developed by main chata, we would spill it out. Now what happens if you didn't spill it out? Instead you went ahead and sprinkled from that main chata on tomato mason. And this main mason, thinking that it's all, went ahead and touched truma. The din of that truma would be tuluyas. We wouldn't be allowed to eat that truma, but you can't burn it either. And since these mechata had a suffix developed in the mechata, and we didn't know whether it was tall or tummy. Now, even though we said that you should spill it out, we didn't say you should spill it out because we know for sure that it's tummy. We said we should spill it out if we have a suffix and you can't use it. But we still have a possibility that maybe it's tall. So when you sprinkle it on the tummy mason, we don't know if those tummy mason had become tall or not. So when they went ahead and touched the truma, the suffix and that truma, whether it's tall or tummy, so the din of that truma would be that if it's taller, you would leave it there, you wouldn't burn it, but you wouldn't eat it either. Harasafai, Sahire, Lakaidesh, Ula Truma, Ula Chata. Lattice work is taught for Kaidesh, Truma, and for Chata. For Hegdish, for Truma, and for the Chata, for the May Parah, I do. My lattice work is not considered a cle, and therefore it's not Makamba Tuma, so therefore it's taught for Kaidesh, Truma, and Chata. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Ha'ra'adot Tmeos L'chazot. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ra'adot, which are loosely fit boards, which shake when you lean on them, that's why they're called Ra'adot. Ra'adot means to shake. They're tummy as far as chazot is concerned. Because sometimes somebody would sit on these Ra'adot, and therefore it's Makabal Tumas Medrit of anything. If somebody sits on or lays down on it, Makabal Tumas Medrit. And these boards, even though normally people don't sit on them, since sometimes people do sit on them, we have to be Machmer as far as chazot is concerned, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it would be tummy for chazot.